The New Zealand Initiative says we have too many government departments, too many ministers, and wants to overhaul the government systems. Do you agree? And what would your overhaul look like if you did agree?
I read an earlier version of that report. I do think that one of the main points they make, that the relationship between government departments and ministers has become too convoluted. I've got a lot of sympathy for that. I think that, you know, the number of ministerial portfolios that we have now that overlap with one another has become a bit out of control, and I think there is probably a need for some rationalisation there. So, you know, New Zealand Initiative often produce research reports that I don't agree with. In this case, I think that there's some merit in some of the things that they're talking about.
But this is what your government installed, isn't it? You put all these extra ministries in and made things bigger than they needed to be.
I don't think that's true. I think this is built up over a long period of time. So if you take, you know, both the Clark government, the Key government, Jacinda Ardern and my government, all of them have seen an increase in the number of ministerial portfolios where there's more room for overlap. And I think that that's something that we do need to have another look at.
Have you looked at it? Are you looking at it? Is it part of your plan?
I looked at it when I became Prime Minister and took over from Jacinda Ardern. It is quite a big job to do some sort of reorganisation there, and I didn't think that, you know, in the run-up to a general election, that was the time to do it. But it is certainly something I'd be keen to look at should we win the next election.
What confuses me a little bit is the present coalition government, your government, haven't actually had a plan intact, and yet the New Zealand Initiative have to put a full report out that tells us there's 81 ministerial portfolios, 28 ministers and 43 departments, and it's bloated.
Well, as I said, that was something that I looked at when I became Prime Minister. It is a big job to untangle that, and I didn't think that I could do that in the sort of 9 months that I had to run until the general election. But forming a new government, that is an opportunity to think about, you know, a bit of a restructure there in terms of ministerial workload. I mean, that is something that I've been giving quite a lot of thought to, even before the New Zealand Initiative released their report.
If there's kind of a couple of ministries that you reckon that could go, what are your ones? What, I mean, you've obviously know enough about it to think, Shivers, do we really need a women's department, Minister of Women's Affairs anymore?
I actually think people focusing on the population ministries, and there's only a small number of them, is looking at the wrong area. I think if you look at a department like the Ministry of Business and Innovation and Employment, the chief executive there reports to half the cabinet, quite literally half the cabinet, through various different ministerial portfolios. And the lines of accountability and have become very convoluted there. I think, you know, the original structure of New Zealand's public service was that each government department chief executive would report to a government department minister. That, over time, has now broken down to the point where that's no longer the case. And I think we do need to have a good look at that again.
A woman stopped me in the street yesterday, Chris. She said to me, she said, Nick, why do we have a department for women's affairs? Why don't we have a department for men's affairs? Because women have been looking after men for decades, hundreds of years.
Well, that latter part of the statement is absolutely true. But as long as you've got a government that says that women should be legally paid less than men for doing the work of the same value, we need some advocates in the system to say, actually, that's not the case, and that women should be paid the same as men for work of the same value.
Give me one reason why Labor would be better than the coalition government at downsizing these ministries.
I don't think it's a question of downsizing. I think the issue here is making sure that there's some good housekeeping, that government departments, that the lines of accountability are clear, that the scope of who's responsible for what is clear. And I think, you know, the point the New Zealand Initiative have made, which is that this proliferation of ministerial jobs has meant that that's broken down, is a really fair one.